Now back to the afternoon show with Atiba Buchanan and Darlene Hill on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Tuesday afternoon. You're listening to The Afternoon Show here at WVON with Atiba Buchanan, myself, Darlene Hill. Again, Atiba is off today, and sitting on the microphone with me is my good friend from my days at Fox Chicago News, Ann Cavanaugh, is on the microphone filling in for us. Ann, always good to see you. Thanks so much again for joining us. We appreciate this. This is one of the topics that you brought up when we started talking about segments for today and what to talk about. And this is a big issue, not just in the city of Chicago, but in the state of Illinois, the number of fires at homes here in the city.
Well, that come from natural gas explosions, yeah. Which we didn't have them very often in the past, but in the last few years, unfortunately, there's been a huge increase, mainly because of the aging infrastructure. And sadly, Illinois is second in the nation for these. We had 23 last year, including one in Oak Park, where a 62-year-old man was killed.
Yes.
And some of the suburbs where there was tremendous property damage. And I didn't even know this, but you can get a natural gas alarm, and it warns you of a gas issue way before there's any smell or anything like
that.
So
an alarm kind of similar to a smoke detector, something like that?
Yes, but they're actually better in a way because they, you know, there's this wives' tale out there that, oh, if you have gas in the house, it'll smell like, you know, rotten eggs.
Right, right.
I always thought that was the case, but it's not. In most gas explosions, in fact, there isn't even any smell.
No warning, no sign, no warning.
And once you get that smell, you better get your butt out of the house because it's bad.
And that's when they say it's a silent, that's why they say it's a silent killer.
Yes, yes.
So joining us on the live line to talk a little bit more about this today is a friend of yours.
Yeah, Julie Harris is joining us. She's the education director at DeNova Detect. It's a Chicago-based company out in Lisle, Illinois, and they are the world's leading manufacturer of natural gas alarms. And most of us, like me, had never heard of them.
Yeah, Julie, hey, thanks for joining us here at WVON. We appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so let's jump right in and talk about this detector and how big of a problem natural gas explosions are here in the state of Illinois.
So natural gas explosions are certainly on the rise, with over 60% of Americans using natural gas to heat and fuel their homes, yet most people don't have natural gas alarms yet. Locally in Illinois, there has been 10 natural gas explosions in 2023 and 27 explosions in the past 4 years alone. And Anne may have mentioned the statistic earlier, but it's worth repeating. Illinois has the second highest usage of natural gas in the country, only second to New York. And Illinois is especially at risk, with the second highest gas explosion rate, alarmingly, in the U.S., only behind New York.
Okay, gas, so one, Julie, is too much. When you say 27 explosions in 4 years, some people might sit back and say, okay, that's not a lot. I mean, I know we're just talking about here in the state of Illinois.
Well, as you mentioned, one is not, is preventable. All of them are preventable. And a lot of these explosions, unfortunately, sadly, lead to major destruction, property damage. Really, communities can be destroyed, as well as, you know, lives lost. So we have a solution to prevent this with natural gas alarms.
And Julie, isn't it like a natural gas explosion or incident in the United States every 40 hours?
Yeah, that's correct. The rate of natural gas explosion has risen to once every 2 days. So it's really time for us to become aware of this silent danger to protect ourselves and our community with natural gas alarms. We have this life-saving technology, and these natural gas explosions are completely preventable.
Now, everybody knows that they have to have a CO detector and a smoke detector. In fact, they're required by law. But the laws are starting to change a little bit, and people are going to be required to have these natural gas alarms in many places too, right?
Yes, absolutely. So the state of legislation, the first and only state in the U.S., Maine, became the first to require natural gas alarms in every room a natural gas appliance exists. And New York City just mandated this same requirement this year. There are 7 states, including Illinois, with legislation pending on requiring natural gas alarms, just like smoke and CO.
And I've heard, I don't know if this is true, but I've heard that it actually looks pretty good for the legislation here in Illinois and that it could become the law by early summer. So tell us how these alarms work, because really no one should have to lose their life in a natural gas explosion or suffer a serious injury. And oftentimes even the property damage can be avoided with early detection. So walk us through how it works.
That's exactly right. Well, this life-saving technology is a 100% battery-operated 10-year natural gas alarm. And the reason it's so important to invest in a 100% battery-operated natural gas alarm is because natural gas rises near the ceiling. So you really want to put your natural gas detector no more than 12 inches from the ceiling. So plug-in units are antiquated technology, and you really want to go with the optimal placement near the ceiling, where you're going to get alerts first and be able to escape quickest. In fact, the Nova Detect natural gas alarms alert you 11 minutes faster than any other alarm on the market. There's no battery replacements or electricity draw for the entire lifetime of the battery, which is 10 years, and there's zero rate of false alarms. And that's particularly important for, you know, first responders, because the firefighters should be out, you know, fighting important fires, not responding to false alarms. So we have this amazing smart technology available today to save lives.
It's amazing that we're talking about this right now, and I don't dare to even think that I know everything, but why is it that we're just now hearing about this when this could save so many lives, Julie?
You're so right. Absolutely. It's true. For the past several decades, there's been a major emphasis on smoke and CO, quite frankly. And so now that the majority of Americans are using natural gas to heat and fuel their homes, and we're seeing an increase in natural gas explosions, we are recognizing the dangers and the need for education around natural gas safety. And so we're happy, you know, at Denova Detect to be able to share resources about natural gas safety education so that people can feel safe and protected.
I know people can buy these alarms now at Lowe's. They can also go to your Denova Detect website or to Amazon and purchase them as well. But the company has donated the natural gas safety alarms to the Chicago Fire Department. The fire department has a special program called Chicago Senior Risk Assessment Program. And Darlene, they started this about 5 years ago because they saw too many, especially senior citizens, dying in fires unnecessarily. And when they go into the homes, they'd see that the people did not have the alarms. They did not have a smoke detector. They did not have the CO alarm. And of course, nobody had the natural gas alarm. So they started this program where they would install it for people. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes they don't have the money for them. It's hard to install them. So Denova Detect has donated these to the Chicago Fire Department, and now they're going to start for the first time installing the natural gas alarms. Julie, why was it important to do this?
Well, really, we're proud to be able to partner with the Chicago Fire Department and support the communities, especially the communities at risk, like the seniors, and those who might have economic issues, anyone with disabilities, or just underserved or underprotected communities. It was really important for us because our mission is really to protect people and property, and we want to do just that by performing community risk reduction. And natural gas alarms is the best way to protect people from natural gas explosions. So we're really happy to help the seniors at risk.
This just amazes me that this battery lasts 10 years. So you're covered.
And you don't have to change it.
And you don't have to change it. We're up on a break real quickly, Julie, here at WVON. Can you hang with us? We see Richard is on the line to with a call. We'll take that call on the other side of this break. You're listening to The Afternoon Show here at WVON, 773-591-1690. Welcome back, everybody, on this Tuesday afternoon. It's about 3:51, having a great conversation, not just about smoke detectors, smoke alarms, that, you know, that little thing in the house, the battery goes off while you're frying food, and sometimes you take the battery out, or and you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to do that. Ann Cavanaugh and I were just talking about how we do that, and you know it's not supposed to be done. But we're talking about these natural gas alarms that can detect when there's a natural gas leak going in your house. And the battery, the life on the battery is 10 years.
Right. And you don't have to change it. And there's zero rate of false alarms. And that just makes it such a more attractive thing to put in your home. And it's really the new smart technology. Yeah. Julie Harris from Denova Detect, the Chicago area company out of Lyle that has developed this technology, is on the line. And we were just discussing that Denova Detect has donated these alarms to the Chicago Fire Department, and seniors who are at risk, people over 60 who are interested in getting one and need some help with it, can call the Chicago Fire Department at 312-747-1699. Again, that number is 312-747-1699. And Julie, I want to talk to you about this, too. This is something Darlene and I were discussing. It's interesting that black Americans are most at risk for injury and deaths due to fire. And most of the legislators leading the charge to require these natural gas alarms are black female legislators. Why is it so important in an urban area, especially where people live so close together?
Yeah, all very true. And it is especially important to protect yourself from natural gas explosions, especially in urban areas where, you know, whatever happens in Unit A will affect Unit B right next door. So when we're talking about investing in our own safety, we're also investing in the safety of our neighbors and the community around us. And to your point, some of the alarming statistics here that we're seeing, when you dig into the data, African-Americans face double the risk of house fire deaths than individuals of any other race. And the good news, though, of course, is that the solution, certainly this can all be prevented with the right smart technology and life-saving natural gas alarms.
All right, we're going to go to the phone lines real quickly. We've got Richard on line one. Richard is on line one. Hey, Richard, you're live on WVON.
All right, good evening and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I think your guess is great, but they got to understand three things. Number one is that Peoples Gas has been under a mandate to change and restructure and modernize their pipes for the past 10 years. It never happened. And the state gave them a $400 million rate increase just two, 3 months ago, along with the fact that Norfolk Southern had that derailment. And most of those firemen that responded to that were volunteer firemen without training, equipment, and so forth. So once you get to the point that a detector is there, now remember, Chicago has the largest concentration of high-rises in North America. So it's not just, even though the WVON has been orientated for an African-American audience, the fact of the matter is this. The whole city is in jeopardy, along with the fact that we saw it with the electric cars. That when the grid closes out in Texas or in the East Coast, it's been the gas that have kept things going. So while I understand what they're trying to do to promote this device to put in your homes to ensure safety, the fact of the matter simply is this, is that nobody from Illinois was at the Senate hearings about the derailment of Norfolk Southern. And Norfolk Southern has the largest concentration of rail in the Chicago black community than anybody else. But I want to thank your guests, wish them a lovely Valentine's Day. But they got to come with something else besides a device that can be broken. It can be stolen. Batteries can be removed. And our fire department needs to comprehensively deal with hazardous materials and to protect the first responders when they come to our aid, because we love the Chicago Fire Department. Thank you very much.
Good deal, Richard. Thank you so much. Again, happy Valentine's Day to you. Julie, you want to respond to that?
Well, you know, while we can't control what the utilities do, at the end of the day, the safety starts in the home. And as an independent, you know, owner, someone who's living in an apartment unit or wherever they are, if they have a natural gas appliance, they really should think about investing in a natural gas alarm, because to his point, the aging infrastructure is the major challenge in the U.S. Across the board, I agree that that is a major issue. And it would take 230 years to replace all the aging infrastructure. And instead of waiting for any other external source or utility, we can make we can create the solution now and take action by preventing natural gas explosions immediately with natural gas alarms.
Julie, how much do these cost, and where can I had mentioned before that they're available at Lowe's, but can you tell us how much they cost?
Yeah, absolutely. So they are available at Lowe's and select stores and all over Illinois, and the range in cost is between $75 to $100 depending on the model. And as you're also able to purchase at DenovaDetect.com.
So you're basically looking at $10 a year.
$8 to $10 a year.
Because they last for 10 years.
Yep, exactly right. Yeah.
And, you know, interestingly, DenovaDetect is the North American headquarters for a Japanese company that actually was the world's first developer of these alarms back in 1964. And in Japan, people live so close together, and there's
right.
so many high-rises,
yes,
and
yes.
they had a lot of problems with gas explosions. So that's why they started this way back in the 60s. And they have eliminated deaths and injury due to natural gas explosions because everybody uses the alarms.
Let's go to the phone lines one last time before we let Julie Harris go. Gail is on line one. Hey, Gail, thanks for calling on to WVOA. What's your question?
Thank you. I want to thank you guys for being so informative and educating your speakers. I want you to know I just dialed the number that was given, and that's the Fire Department Education Department. And someone is going to call me tomorrow for an appointment to come out.
Great.
Thank you so much.
And Gail, what is it about this? What is it about this conversation that just moved you so that you picked up the phone and you called the fire department now? Is this something that you feel like you need?
Yes.
You live in a mid-rise, high-rise?
Preventive safety, I need it. I'm in a residential house,
A single-family home. Okay, but still, Ann and I were just talking about you get no alarm. No alarm goes off when there's a natural gas leak in your house.
I am a senior.
Well, Gail, I'm so glad that you were listening and that you called in, because this program is really meant for homeowners like you, seniors who own their own homes and need a little help installing these. So I'm so glad that you picked up the phone and called.
Okay, and I thank you for the information.
Good deal. Thank you so much. Yes. All right, Julie, last words. You get the last 30 seconds on where people can go, why it's so important for them to have this.
So really, at the end of the day, natural gas safety education is really important. There is a huge gap. So we encourage people to learn about natural gas safety, and people should really, if they have natural gas appliances, consider investing in a natural gas alarm when it would take so many years to be able to replace natural gas piping. We can prevent explosions today with a preventable technology that is life-saving, been proven to be life-saving. So we're really proud to carry out our mission to protect people and property, and we really want to educate people. People can go directly to DenovaDetect.com for more information.
Can you spell that out for us?
Absolutely. It's DenovaDetect.com. DenovaDetect.com. And we encourage anyone who's interested to reach out to us. We're happy to talk about any of the frequently asked questions, how to install, where to install. We really want to help support the community and Illinois as a whole.
Good deal. Julie Harris, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Happy Valentine's Day to you and yours, okay?
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you so much.